Technology, it's such a big part of our lives. It can be fun, it can be convenient, just like this podcast, which is why University of Missouri Healthcare is proud to support podcasting on KBIA. Technology can also save your life. That's why so many people turn to University of Missouri Healthcare. Its hospitals and clinics offer you the latest technology, plus a medical team whose skill and knowledge are unparalleled. You know technology makes everyday life a lot better. Well, it's true for your healthcare, too. University of Missouri Healthcare, the care you deserve from the team you trust.
Welcome to Under the Microscope. I'm Lucas Hudson. Our world is filled with chemicals. For many, each day involves a myriad of things like shampoos, fragrances, or laundry detergents. This week, we focus on an emerging illness apparently caused by chemicals. Yet the medical community isn't convinced it's an actual disease. Still, people who say they have multiple chemical sensitivity say it forces them to live their lives in complete isolation. Nearly every Sunday, Debbie Los Kelly makes her way to Concord Baptist Church in Jefferson City. She has a strict routine. She arrives a half hour early every week, sits in the same seat, and waits for church to start.
Because that way I beat the crowds coming in so I don't have to smell all the fragrances coming into church.
Los Kelly lives with severe multiple chemical sensitivity. She spends virtually her entire life hiding from everyday chemicals. Scented candles, cleaning supplies, new furniture that might contain formaldehyde. She even says the ink on newspapers had caused her problems for a while. But Los Kelly isn't alone. While many big health agencies don't track how many people live with MCS, there is a movement. At least three governors from both coasts of the United States have issued proclamations of awareness for MCS. Missouri even issued one in 2011. Back in her home, Los Kelly told me about life with MCS. First, before I could even come over, she required I not wear any cologne or fragranced deodorant. And once inside, I noticed something.
I was going to say, it was kind of interesting because I walked in and houses usually have a smell, but it almost just smells like the outside in here. It smells like fresh air.
Isn't it nice?
Los Kelly worked as a systems programmer with the state IT services division. But one day at the office in 1999, there was a carpet cleaning solution spill. She says the office filled with chemicals. Los Kelly and a few other people got sick and went home. And Los Kelly thinks that's what triggered her MCS. Now, she says if she's not careful, chemicals can trigger really bad attacks. Los Kelly says her reactions can be varied. She can get headaches, her ears might turn red. If it's a severe reaction, her arm might start to shake.
Slowly, it just seems like I'm starting to lose focus on a conversation, what's going on. I'm not paying attention.
In the past, she's even lost the ability to walk. Over the course of around 13 years, Los Kelly has had four serious reactions. At times, she's seen her feet turn blue. She says these reactions can be life-threatening because sometimes her airways will close up. One time at work, she walked into a cloud of hairspray. A reaction started. Suddenly, she couldn't even explain her problem to a manager.
I was trying to get the word ambulance out in my and I couldn't get it out, so I started writing it, and he says, "You need me to call the ambulance?" I said, "Yes."
Now, she can't work and receives disability payments. She used to see a doctor in St. Louis for MCS, but now says she can't make the drive. The diesel fumes from passing trucks could send her into an attack. Really, she doesn't go anywhere new.
You never fully recover. I have never been the same since before 1999. I've never been the same person, felt the same way, had the same energy, had the same drive and initiative that I did before then. And that part makes me really sad because I used to be a really inquisitive person and I wanted to learn. And that's just gone now.
MCS represents a challenge for doctors. How can you help a patient with a variety of nonspecific symptoms with no clear medical cause? Dr. Michael Smith works as the chief medical editor with WebMD.
I would say the overwhelming majority of doctors and certainly most medical organizations are very skeptical about this being a true physical condition. Not that it's not a real problem and that patients aren't truly suffering, but we really need to know, you know, the cause and actually have a test to be able to treat it specifically.
Smith says research suggests MCS awareness is increasing. Still, solid research on MCS has been scarce.
It's very controversial, as you know, because there is little solid medical evidence to suggest that this is an actual physical condition.
He says studies in the past have consistently found psychological issues in MCS patients. Still, Some argue living with such a crippling disease while no one believes you're actually sick could cause people psychological illness. But to some, all of this might sound very familiar. Fibromyalgia causes people widespread chronic pain. Even though it's a well-recognized disease now, doctors don't know what causes it.
For years, there was no particularly effective treatment because people just assumed it was a psychological problem and treated it as such.
Dr. Martin Paul has studied MCS extensively. He's a professor emeritus of biochemistry and basic medical sciences at Washington State University. Not only does he think MCS can do measurable harm, he thinks it's related to fibromyalgia. Paul believes the chemicals people respond negatively to can stimulate a vicious cycle mechanism. He says it's sort of like what happens after you stub your toe. It becomes hypersensitive.
And it's a similar kind of thing where you have chemical exposure, and previous chemical exposure has made parts of your body very sensitive to chemical exposure.
Now, even Paul says not everyone in the medical field agrees with his research or even knows about it. Still, testing people for MCS can be difficult because it can involve exposing them to chemicals that would cause them harm. That raises ethical questions.
The people who claim it's psychological, and I've argued this in a number of publications, are simply ignoring a vast amount of the evidence that's been published in the scientific literature.
But European countries are moving to recognize MCS faster than doctors in the United States. In 2011, the Spanish government published a 133-page consensus report on MCS. For the first time, it includes a definition of MCS and offers criteria for diagnosis. Meanwhile, many big organizations, like the Centers for Disease Control, don't actively work with the disease. But the Social Security Administration has a policy specifically for environmental illness, one of the many names for MCS. Years ago, Los Kelly applied for disability. The first time around didn't go so well.
Idiotically, I thought, oh, these people are going to believe me. Of course I've got MCS. You know, I'm just going to go in there and tell. No, that's not how it works.
It never is.
But on appeal, it worked. Los Kelly now receives disability payments from the Social Security Administration because of, among other things, her chemical sensitivity. A judge found her claims credible. Testing showed her cognitive recognition had gone down significantly. It's difficult to say whether MCS is gaining recognition around town. But Los Kelly says in her life, it seems like it's becoming more common. But despite all the people she meets that might not understand her illness, Los Kelly still has an anchor.
I lean on God all the time because I know that this too shall pass. And I know if I keel over tomorrow from a toxic chemical spill or whatever and I die, I know where I'm going. I feel comfortable in that, so I'm not scared.
To learn more, visit kbia.org. I'm Lucas Edston. Thanks for listening.